God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we shall not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the chariot with fire. Be still and know that God is God, exalted in the heavens, exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Beloved, upon this Christmas Eve Sunday, we gather here at the Lord's table to receive bread and cup, the sacrament of Holy Communion. In our tradition, there are two sacraments, that of initiation, baptism, and that of meaning, belonging, and empowerment, communion. We recognize and affirm the sanctity of the rites as well, of confirmation and of marriage and of ordination and penance and unction. But these two, these simple acts, water, bread and cup, a bath and a meal, are at the heart of our faith. So in a moment we will come up the sawdust trail of the center aisle of Marsh Chapel to receive the Lord's Supper on this special high and holy day. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life, following after the commandments of God, come, draw near in faith, and take this sacrament to your comfort. For we are a people, for all of the darkness of the world around us, and the world around us, make no mistake, continues as a world of hurt. It is a place, too, we remember, catch a hint, a glimpse, just a gleaming reminder of the potential and the promise and the peace that yet can be in and with and for this world. We'll turn to the book of the prophet Joel for a moment. Joel 2:28. The days are coming, saith the Lord, when I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. At Christmas, at least, we can pause to watch for such a dream and such a vision. Much of our life and work is caught up in the description given by TLA, three-letter acronyms. You can think of several right off the bat. Well, for this Christmas Eve day, we offer yet another one. UJL, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And we work at all manner of things that are important to work at, like difference and dealing with variation and difference. But a vision and a dream would be not only that, but also unity, a sense of what is common faith, common ground, common hope that will hold us together as we work on difference. So one thing difference needs for its own future is the oxygen of unity in the air. Our aunt lived, still lives, for many years a block from the United Nations, 50th Avenue and 1st Street. So when we were growing up, we went and saw those flags, the world's flags blowing in the breeze. And then when our children grew up, we went and saw the same flags blowing in the breeze. And now our grandchildren are growing up and they see the same flags blowing in the breeze. Every institution has challenges and troubles. Any institution is endless contention and intractable difference. But there in those breeze-carried emblems, flags, is a dream, a vision that this world can work if good people in real time really work at it together. There's a vision, a dream of unity, and also one of justice. You know, maybe we should move from Joel to Amos for a minute. You remember the four larger prophets, greater prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. And then the 12 minor, not for lack of meaning, but for brevity, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Thus endeth the Hebrew scripture lesson for the morning. If we move from Joel to Amos 5, we hear, let justice roll down as waters, and righteousness as an ever-flowing stream. Now, my conservative friends will point out, and they're correct, they're accurate, that equity, which we work at every day, week, month, year, and justice are not the same thing. Equality and justice are not the same words, and they're not the same thing. And justice is a part of the gospel. It's not the heart of the gospel. The heart of the gospel is love, but justice, bespoken in the prophets and also in the lips of Jesus, is a part of the full gospel. Many years ago, a man came to me and said, I'm preparing my estate. I hope to be here a good while, but someday I will go on to the church triumphant, and I have four children. And I don't really know what to do. I want to leave them something. Should I take the pie and cut it in four equal pieces? That would be equal, equitable. But three of them don't really need any help at all, and the other does. What should I do? Equality or justice? And I had no answer for him then, and I have no answer for him now. And if you do, let me know. But the prospect of justice, that the earth may be full of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea, that's alive at Christmas, even this Christmas, and even especially right here, right now. And last, we'll say a word about love. Now, we want to be embracing and open to and including of everyone. That's part of our work every day, and we work at it, and you do too. But a vision, a dream, is more than being included. What mother wants to hear her second grade son come home and say, in answer to the question, how was school today, Johnny? Well, it's good. They included me. Well, is that our highest hope? What about something, especially at Christmas, on love? So that in 12th grade, the son comes home and his mother says, hi, John, how was school today? And he says, well, I mean, the prom is next month, and I went over to Mary and I said, well, would you, if you're free that night, could you come with me to the prom? And she came to me, and she embraced me, and she kissed me, and she whispered in my ear, John, I'd love to, and I love you. Vision, dream, unity, justice, love, a TLA for the next year. We are a community of faith drawn together now in this holy sacrament, and we know you are gifts of God to God and neighbor because, among other things, you are prescient people. You can look around and see ahead and hope for something that is not yet present. The world does not lack for wonders, but only for a sense of wonder. And you are people who know the value of being present, of being here, of being present to and with each other in the community of faith as practice for being present to those others with whom we work and live and find our fuller community. You also are people who value the person. Next door, for more than 100 years, the great teachers Borden Parker Brown, Edgar Brightman, Walter Mueller, and others taught about the personality, the personhood, Boston personalism, wherein one finds meaning in, among other things, the very human personality nearby to you. And so when Martin Luther King became Dr. King in 1955, he went on to give a public display of that personalism. You can hear it August 28, 1963, before 250,000 people in the Washington Mall. You are prescient and you are present and you are committed to the human person. But you're also poets. You are people who love the poetic cadence, especially at Christmas. My hope has been that as many of our students, graduate and undergraduate, as possible, could come and sit alone in this sanctuary when the dusk comes. That's about 3:30 in the afternoon, by the way. As one did on Friday with his suitcase behind him. And enjoy the dark, and enjoy the tree, and enjoy the beauty of this name at this season. And remember perhaps a verse or two of poetry, as we often do at Christmas. This is your North of Boston poet, dear ones. Speaking of unity, I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear I may. I shan't be gone long. You come too. Injustice, when to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things and to yield with the grace to reason, to bow and accept the end of a love or a season and of love? Yield who will to their separation. My object in living is to unite my vocation with my avocation, as my two eyes make one in sight, only where love and need are one, and the work is play for mortal stakes, is the deed ever really done for heaven and the future's sake? And both that morning equally lay. He gives his harness bells a shake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou discernest my thoughts from afar. Thou searchest out my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou dost beset me behind and before and layest thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and travel to the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, let only the darkness cover me, and the light about me be as night, even the darkness is not dark to thee. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with thee. Let us pray. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Grant us thy peace. Amen.